405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I know. We got so much going on. An economic meltdown? Look, I am not buying into hype. I'm not going to do it. Do I think that the economy is reeling right about now because of Kamalanomics? Absolutely. I absolutely do. But I am not, I repeat, I am not going to be involved with fanning the flames, if you will. Why? Well, because I want to retire. Not today. Well, probably not tomorrow. But at some point I do. And so I pay close attention now to the 401k and the IRA and investing in this and blah, 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 blah. Stuff I totally ignored for the bulk of my life. Now, all of a sudden, it's very important. And I can tell you a couple of things. Today's not the day to go check in your 401k. It just isn't. If you take a look at the big indices, you've got drops that look really big. Oh, my God, 8,000 points this point. Okay, always deal in percentages. Because a 1,000-point drop when the Dow is at, 40,000, as opposed to a 1,000-point drop when the Dow is at, 1,000, totally different situations. I'm not telling you it's good. And I don't do investment advice, Normally that's Carl Carlson, who's, he took a great day off, didn't he? He's on vacation. Yeah, as we speak. But what would he say? All of these things present opportunities. And it's all about long term. If you're going to react to every single solitary blip, even when it's a big blip, even when it's a collection of blips, you're going to drive yourself nuts and you're going to wind up putting your own head through the wall, which is not what you want to do. We can't ignore what's driving this, though. President Trump said it and was right. I know, a shock, but he was. He's absolutely correct. This is the result of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and their economy for the last 4 years. Please make no mistakes about it. This is them. And what happened the other day, the jobs report came out and there were no jobs created. And everybody is freaking the hell out right now. The Fed has held on to higher interest rates because they assert, well, we've got to get inflation under control. Remember, the magic number is 2% inflation. Hasn't worked. Oh, we have to look at unemployment. Well, you better take a look at unemployment. You better take a look at employment because the employment numbers just came out. You'll know that the unemployment rate went up because you haven't heard about it on the news. That's how you can tell something has happened that's not necessarily favorable to the folks on the left. The members of the legacy news media will, for the most part, ignore it as best that they can. So you haven't heard about the terrible unemployment numbers, except for me. I didn't get a chance. I apologize right off the bat. I didn't listen to all of John's show this morning. So I'm sure he addressed it, but I didn't actually hear him address it. But I'm sure he did. John's all over this stuff. So those would be the two places you would have heard about it. News? Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Weather. The weather is dominating the news. And I understand that. I mean, if the economy crashes, we're all going to be screwed, but it's going to be a while from now. If a hurricane hits us, we're all Scrooge today. So you got to prioritize these things. I can guarantee you, if you are in Sarasota, Florida right now, you don't care what the stock market is doing right now. You're trying to figure out how to get 13 inches of water out of your home. And you and I are kind of sort of in the middle here. I mean, this thing is coming, this Hurricane Debbie, it's coming. Is it going to be a hurricane when it gets to us, a tropical storm, a tropical depression? I don't know. But it's coming. And we've got, according to the forecast that I'm looking at, we'll get into more details in just about 10 minutes when we also give you a chance to win a four-pack of NASCAR tickets. But what I'm looking at now, it's a couple of days of rain and winds, and it could be heavy rains. So you and I are going to have to deal with it. But the economic situation right now stinks, and this is as a direct result of what Harris and Biden have been doing. Did you know it's 15 days since Kamala Harris was handed the Democrat Party nomination? Remember, she has never won a single primary election or a single caucus. In fact, she's never actually gotten a single vote in a single caucus, nor has she gotten a single vote in a single primary. But she has now been handed the Democrat Party nomination. Now, I know Tiny Tim Kaine is busy running around Virginia Beach looking at beach umbrellas, trying to figure out how he can just, like, hop onto one and get back to Confederate Avenue in Richmond. That's now his issue. He's put aside his harmonica to tell us all that beach umbrellas need to be regulated. Right? Are we going to have to get a permit now from the government to have a beach umbrella? Is that where this is headed? Well, how big is your beach umbrella? No. Why would anybody need a beach umbrella that big? Well, you don't need it that big. I'm telling you. Look, these people love to regulate every single part of your life. They love it. That's why this Josh Shapiro turning his back on Israel. That hurts. That just hurts. I don't know how that happens, but man, it's happening. Do you think that maybe Tiny Tim Kaine could ring up remember Governor Goober? You remember him, right? Made everybody wear a mask to the beach, except for him. Remember, wasn't that the best part of that with him? Ralph Northam, who's now been totally rehabilitated, right? We still don't know whether he was wearing blackface or a Klan hood in that photo, but apparently it doesn't matter anymore. And he's totally good with whoever it is that decides you're totally good. So he's fine. Very same people who said he was a despicable racist and bigot who needed to resign immediately are now doing backyard grilling events with him. It's great. I wonder if they're wearing masks there. Remember when he instituted the masks? And then he had all those photos of himself without a mask. It's crazy. Anyway, all right, so we'll see what comes of that. Let me tell you that Bobby Chacon's coming up at 4:33. Really looking forward to talking to Bobby. And we're just going to get away from some of the political stuff and the end of the world stuff. We'll talk about something, you know, nice and happy and light. Serial killers. This is the weirdest part. I know I've shared it with you, but let me tell you. When I go to bed, I go to bed listening to a podcast, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. Man, I listen to podcasts all the time, and I've got really two big sets. On the one hand, there's divinity studies, theology, because I'm really passionate about that. And you know, by the way, I put some of my coaching and public speaking, well, all right, it's not right under there, but it's grouped over there. You know, it's good stuff, but you have to pay attention. You got to really, really, really pay attention to it. And then I've got my true crime stuff. And some of the stuff's just absolutely fascinating. And I've got one in particular, one podcast that I generally speaking will listen to as I fall asleep. And Heidi thinks I'm nuts. Not just for this reason. I mean, we've been married for 105 years. She's got a lot of reasons. But just so you listen to the serial killer podcast and then you fall asleep. Yeah. That's twisted. Maybe. But then you go back in the morning and find out how it ended. No, that's the whole point. I don't need to find out how it ended. The very fact that they're talking about it on the podcast indicates they got the bad guy. So all is right with the world. But it's a great story leading up to that. Yeah. Weird stuff, right? Did you want to go to NASCAR? Because we've got the big races coming. We got two races this weekend. Lori Warren from Richmond Raceway Complex was just here a couple of days ago talking about it. But tell you what we're going to do. A couple of minutes from now, 4:20-ish. And I can't tell you exactly what an ish is, but looking at the clock, it should be sometime right after 4:20. So 4:20-ish, give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets for the big NASCAR race coming up. You're going to love it. We'll make it super easy, as we always do, because neither Jeremy nor I are all that fond of really, really hard work. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.